Ma'am?
I thought that she was playing dog.
She may be. You don't answer.
Okay.
Hello, Linda. This is Connor. Are you coming to the meeting? Not today. Yeah. No. Today's Thursday.
Okay, we just need your mind.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Jesus.
She got the fuse. She thought tomorrow was Thursday. She'll be here in a few minutes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass. It's been properly noticed that there would be a meeting of the Busavady City Council on April 22nd, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. It's now 6:30 p.m. and this council meeting is now in session. In accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration on COVID-19 public health threat, we are still having a telephonic conference meeting for those who wish not to attend in person. But we're also having an open meeting for anyone that wishes to come. They're certainly welcome. And we have some visitors here tonight. And if you're on the phone, please mute your phone. And for those who would like the number, it's 1-872-240-3311. Access code 914-939-381. And as I said, this meeting is now open, and we'll start the meeting with an invocation. Mavis, would you like to lead us in prayer?
Dear Father, we come to you tonight to thank you for the many blessings. I ask that you be with the council as they head forward to discuss the items on the agenda and the best interests of the city, and just give each one of us open hearts and open minds. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Now the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. In case anybody's wondering, oh, there's a Texas flag. I'm sorry, not me with D here. I thought it was over at the new building, but there it is. Roll call, four council members are present. Everyone except Linda Owens, and I just talked to her, and she got confused about the dates, but she will be here in a few minutes. She thought tomorrow was Thursday. I've never done that before. And I see we have visitors here tonight. Y'all are certainly welcome. And we've got some more coming in. Okay. Hello, come on in. Yeah. Okay, and we have, I think Johnny Tabor is on the phone. Are you, I believe, in the up there?
Yeah.
No, he's not up there.
He's JT. He's not on the agenda either.
No. Oh, yeah, okay, Junior Shaw, okay, yeah.
Oh, you're in trouble, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, one night I called her somebody else on the phone.
You called me.
Yeah, I did. All right, sorry about that. Okay, we'll get started on this meeting, and hopefully it's not going to last too long tonight. Item number two, police report, is Chief Darcy. Would you want to give us a report, Chief?
Evening, everybody.
Evening.
The main thing I have tonight is just update on the mosquito ordinance enforcement. Everybody should have a updated spreadsheet. I am happy to report that I have seen progress being made. I've seen several blow-off dumpsters and people starting to clean up. So, but it's starting to shrink a little bit, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well, good.
Other than that, everything's going well.
Okay.
I had one more vacancy, but we did have an application. We did interview the applicant. I'm working through the application currently.
Okay, Luke Parmington?
It's looking pretty good so far.
Okay, good.
Hopefully we'll be fully staffed here in the near future.
Okay, that'll be good.
Go on to questions.
Okay.
On this code enforcement things, what I'm saying here basically is most of the people fairly responsive when you go and talk to them.
They are. A lot of people called in saying that, you know, they're aware of the issue and they're starting to work on it. And a lot of people report for more time. They're starting to actually working on correcting the issue. And so I'm happy to get more time.
Of course. As long as they're working on it, that's what you go by. Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
I want to apologize to everyone for being late. I was thinking this was going to be as late as being with my gal on.
I'm sorry.
You call up. Here I am.
Thank goodness you changed clothes.
Well, I just bought a coat.
I was picturing having Chief come check on me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Item number three, citizen presentation. Under the telephonic part of the meeting, anyone can email the city secretary if they have anything, and we will, and she will read it at the meeting. Did you have any emails, Pam?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead and read.
As a citizen of Bruce Lady, I would like to recognize and congratulate the administration for the leadership of the city's Bruce Lady ISC for the recent accomplishment of winning the UIL Academic Championship for 2A District 17. This achievement ends a 12-year streak that this title being won by the proper ISC. Other notable and ongoing achievements for the current school year include the nursery and landscape team and the cotton team of the FFA program have both qualified for state and years. Boys track is won by the regional competition in 3 of them. Girls track has won by the regional competition in 3 of them. Congratulations to the administration, staff, and students for representing our school and the Bruce Lady community in such a positive and successful manner. Go Eagles, this is the administration.
I have a granddaughter, Cheyenne Andrews, that's going to state on lady riding, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yes.
We also have Miss Davis on the speech.
Okay, that's next.
Athletics and things, it wasn't just the athletics that did so well, and they also did well in scholastic.
Yes.
Many scholastic areas. In the UIL, so I agree that I'm proud and thank you.
Do you have any more emails?
No.
Just one? Okay. Now the second part. Anyone who comes can speak for 5 minutes to the council about anything that's not on the agenda. But the council cannot respond to you. So I believe, do we have Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Okay, if you will stand up and speak loud where everyone can hear you, please.
Yeah, we have a major issue of the Soul Circle. We all the residents there, thought that the yellow sign has been there after we've all moved in, was actually the speed limit through there, which is 20. Kind of find out it is not, but people still ain't doing 30. I mean, they're doing 65, 70 every day. It's two residents down there, and we've all got children. Everybody does. So we'd like to bring up where on the next meet, on the next council meeting, where we can at least drop it down to 20, to 25 miles an hour max through there, because it's not that big of a turn down there, and before somebody actually gets hit, because the dad and the young kids, and there is no one to slow down. But it's really getting bad. Even at the 30, I can show you a couple pictures right now where it's still doing 32, 33, and then once they get past the sign, they're gone. And I know the officer can't do too much on that part right now because being on the backside, we don't know who's driving it. But it's just that it is getting out of hand over there, and that's what we'd like to bring that up for the next agenda.
Okay.
And that's on what circle? Soul?
Soul Circle.
And you know, usually there's a speed bump or something, slow down.
Speed limit's 30 now.
Well, actually, by the deal, the way they see it, it is actually 30, is that correct, sir?
But you said it was a sign out there that's
right.
Passed.
Yes.
That doesn't count. The sign doesn't count. It's not official.
Yeah, Kathy Brown is the one who had the sign put up.
Yes.
Oh, somebody Brown. Somebody didn't
cancel. Well, she went to the scene, Kathy, and I don't know who
the okay.
Mr.
The council, I'm sorry, but the council cannot by law respond.
Right.
I have some things to say too, but I'm not going to respond.
Okay.
But she'll be on the agenda next time. Then we can respond.
All right, that works.
And
thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. This is the way you get things done, is by coming to the.
Right. I've been here a long time ago.
Yes.
I went to school out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got to say, there has been a big difference and change since 94.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Well, good. Good. Thank
and
you so much.
I know the chief was actually trying to do a great job.
Yes. Yeah, he's trying his best, and he's doing a great job.
Right.
He actually.
You're short-handed. You can't get a whole lot of stuff.
But you will be put on the next agenda. Sonia, be sure and put that.
Yes, I have it.
Okay.
You also have.
I'll say thank you for coming. That's not responding.
Yeah.
Just go to the
office. But we do thank y'all for coming.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
Who
do you have?
I'm Dottie Coker.
Cogan?
Coker.
Dottie Coker?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
There are 5 acres straight that is right behind the 10 acres that I currently lease. There's a stretch between me and the solar panels. And there's another gentleman that is a resident of this area that doesn't live in the city limits. That has jumped me about my house getting through the fence a couple of times, and he has threatened to shoot my house. And he has been over there last year. He cut and bailed that way. It doesn't go on. He's robbing from home. From all of us get far into me. I would like to see about grazing my animals over here.
We don't own that.
We do.
No.
Yes.
Unless I've seen the deed,
We can't respond.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I thought she was
on. That's the law. It's not us. The law says we can. You understand? We try to explain.
In I've been researching it for years now. One of my bulls did end up dead. It was shot off a Hudson Road. And I did file a police report, but when the Spanish Mexican woman left the city, I don't know whatever happened, but nobody ever heard of it. And at the time, the French title was selling for $1,600 to $1,800 a head, and I don't think I'm going to sell that. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know who shot it. But don't threaten to shoot my ass.
Okay. So you, do you...
I would like to get her on the...
Okay.
For the next time.
All right.
Please speak up.
Yeah, speak to Sonia and you'll have to fill out a little paper. And she'll take, okay. And you'll be on the next,
Yes, thank you.
Meeting, okay. And thank you for coming and bringing this to us. And we'll see what can be done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 4, consent agenda. The following items may be acted upon in one motion. No separate discussion or action is necessary unless requested by the mayor or a council member. In which event, these items will be pulled for separate consideration. Tonight there's only one item on there. Item A, council to discuss and possibly approve the minutes from the April 8th, 2021 regular council meeting.
There's two on there. B two.
I have the one.
Okay.
Y'all have any discussion on the minutes or on council approval?
I don't have anything. I mean, when I reviewed them, they were thorough and what I have here. So, of course, I'm concerned. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 8th, 2021.
Okay, motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of April 8th, 2021. All in favor? Unanimous in favor. Thank you. Item 5, financial reports. A, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving financial reports for March 2021. Financial reports. Yes.
There again, I've been seeing things that looked out of line. So I'll make a motion that we accept the financial reports for March 2021. For the and I'll say for the for the water and the general fund.
I'll second it.
I have some discussion about it.
Oh, okay.
Now you can discuss.
Yeah, discuss it. Go ahead.
There's only a few minor things on it. And, it's not perfectly correct, but I talked to Esther about it a few days ago, and there's some errors that was made from when they changed the program to this flip books to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it to her. She said, oh, I think I know what that is. So she's addressing, there's nothing major wrong with the finances there, good check.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. There's a few little things, but it's not something the council needs to worry about. They're minor. Unless Mr. Fowler has something.
No questions, just for people listening. I think it's notable. This is the 6 month. So we're, with this financial report, we're 50% through the year. When you look at just some broad brush numbers, our general fund revenue, right now we are 63% over budget on our revenue. And if you equate that to dollars, that's about $130,000. So we're over budget on revenue. So
the general fund?
The general fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on revenues.
Yeah. Also, a lot of that is due to the COVID relief fund, which was about $93,000 that we received. So even if you consider the COVID relief fund and look at it without that, we're still over budget by roughly about $35,000. And then on the water fund, it's we're just almost smack dab on budget on revenue and almost smack dab on budget expense wise. So anyway, I thought that was real positive.
Yeah, sure. That's good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Motion made and seconded to both approve the financial reports for March 2021 and approve accounts payable for both the water department and the general fund. All in favor? Unanimous. Five yeas. Item C, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving ordinance number 2021-0422 general fund budget amendment ordinance. I think this is for, you know, approved, about changing line items. I believe that's what this is.
No.
That's the best. Good second.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
It took off my mind.
Fine, you go ahead.
So the ordinance 2021-0422, an ordinance to City of Greenville, A, amending ordinance of 19-0-0-1. This original bill, ordinance for the year, ending September 30th, 2021. City of Greenville, A, that funding accounts and budget due to unforeseen considerations contained by the providing funding for the city program in the county of Davis Fund, applying to the unforeseen budget increase to add community hall, port security, and port technology center. Increasing restricted fund balance and hourly report. There is an attachment to this, and so what we are asking to do is on the general, we want to increase the revenue for the TCEM grant that I received for the city of $93,225. And that is going to go into account 10-0-5-0-0 as a revenue. We would also like to increase from $6,000 to $13,700, bringing the new budget now to $19,700 for two bulletproof glass for the new city hall. This will be paid from Social Security expense account 10-4-0-6-7-0-2 expense line. Then also out of court, original budget is $5,000. We would like to increase that by $24,299.91. Bringing the new budget amount to $29,299.91 for the new staff assistant in the new city hall and council room. That would be paid out of court technology expense, 10-4-0-6-7-0-1 and expense line. Then in the general fund, we have nothing budgeted for the tractor window. We would like to increase that for the CIP, $16,206.45. That will increase the city hall CIP line item 10-10-6-9-1-8. We are also asking the remaining part of the grant to be put into the new city hall CIP line of $39,050.54. That will bring the new budget amount to $55,225.09 for other expenses of the new city hall, such as pages of the drive-through road, things like that. That expense line is 10-10-6-9-18. Also, in court, the budget amount was $58,070. We would like to decrease that amount to $25,276.08. Bring the new budget amount down to $32,393.92. Then we would like to increase the CIP City Hall by $25,676.08. The CIP City Hall 10-10-6918. Finally, we would like to decrease line item 10-0-0-3-0-0-1, which is child safety restricted fund balance, by $9,620. You would like to...
No, that's not right.
That's not right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
88 something increases to 96 something.
Right. I have.
I don't...
Also, we would like to decrease the restricted child safety fund balance by $9,620 and increase the expense line for $9,620 for Greenville A ISD city ever had an answer.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say for the drive-through window it was 15,000?
16,206.
Yeah.
16,206.45.
16,206.
You should have that somewhere.
Yeah.
On that item there, the drive-in window, that's business.
Yes, go ahead.
I have the wrong one. I don't have her. She corrected it, and I don't have her where it works.
Yeah, I'm
I got all the way to the end.
I didn't bring this to one at one time. I didn't mind if it's an answer.
I updated it several times, but this was one of the four answers. But, okay. So everything is done correct, and so we went to, we're going to amend the security cameras, probably spent line item 10406705. And that would be $9,620. So there is a $39,018.64 that is a net change. The CIP fund was $25,676.08. The expenses in that fund were $20,905.08. The remaining of the CIP account after those steps on 331 of 2021 is $4,770.20. We're asking that we take this money and put it to the city hall so that we can finish the saving of handicap parking and decide how you want to proceed with the parking lot.
And the road by the window.
And the road.
I'd like to make a motion that we take this $39,018.64 and add that to the CIP from 10106918, because all we have in there right now is $4,707.20. So that will give us $43,708.84. So that'll leave us some money to work with. We have to do the paving and stuff over there. We have to do
in the road.
The handicap, the road by the
window. Yeah, one of the windows there.
Can I say something before you second?
No, anyway, I made a motion.
I second.
She's saying you discussed.
We have to do that before you can discuss.
Okay. You already know, you know, you can discuss it before we need to make some motion. Let's talk.
Go ahead. What do you got?
On the drive-through window, that's basically for the water.
Yes, sir.
Is that not correct?
That is correct.
And it wasn't in the original plan.
That's
and the council decided on it in great discussion and cooperation with y'all. So I'm seeing that this morning is coming out of the city, governmental side.
Right.
I would like to suggest a consideration of the council that this morning comes out of the water department. That would give some more money to the city to finish the paving and the road. And also, most of these items are capital expenditures. As far as the financials are concerned, the council, we have decided that we call it the revenue disbursement so we can see the money going out.
Right.
But before the end of the year, these items will not be an expense anymore, which will reduce profits off. This will be a capitalized expense as a fixed asset. So I just make it that point so people understand that. I think that the money for that window needs to come out of the water fund. And that's my opinion. That's the reason I wanted to say something before we finally voted on it.
Well, this is
possible.
This is the grant money that we're talking about, right? This grant money right here is $93,225 grant money.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That grant is...
So that wouldn't reduce...
No.
If the water, if it came out of the water, it's going to reduce the funds in the water. Well, this is just grant money that was given to us.
Yes.
And so by utilizing that money that was given to us.
Yes. I agree.
Yes.
I didn't particularly... You know, I knew that, but I just wasn't particularly thinking
about it.
Well, I appreciate you.
Okay. We've got water improvements coming up, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just fallen out of the sky blue.
Okay,
Also, something to keep in mind when we talk about seating, rent, and window, is that window actually goes in that line with the COVID. It's a safety measure, so that if we have supposed to help in, our customers and our citizens can still get help from the...
Good.
So it's still following the COVID.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else got anything? All right, our motion's made and seconded. Forgot, $39,000 and something.
$18.64, sir.
Okay.
So go to the CIP fund, 10106918.
Okay. Okay, all in favor? Unanimous? Oh, yeah, you got a question?
Are you making a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-462?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I need a motion to...
Okay.
...specify the ordinance to approve.
So you need to amend your, to approve...
Now, let me be clear, I can make a motion to accept this ordinance, and then I can also, in the same breath, make a motion to move that money, is that right?
And so like, the motion just did it from the back.
Yeah.
And you could do second to approve the budget, or the ordinance.
The ordinance is, okay, I'll make a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-0422.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made and seconded to approve resolution number...
No, ordinance.
I mean, it says resolution.
You're on the wrong one. It's okay, it's ordinance number right here.
Yes. Okay, let me get...
Same number.
Okay, ordinance number, yeah, okay, here's the, I was on the wrong line. Ordinance number, 2021-0422. All in favor? Okay, unanimous. So now you have, there's actually another motion to, move the $39,000.
That's already been done.
Okay.
Works on that week.
Already voted, yeah, that's right.
We did that.
Okay. Y'all getting me confused.
Sorry about that, Mayor.
Okay. Let's see. Item number six. Council member, mayor request. A, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on resolution 2021-0422, changing dates of regular council meetings from every second and fourth Thursday of every month to the last Thursday of each month. I'm the one that put this on here. And I've been on, this is my 11th year to be up here, and we've had one meeting a month. And prior to that, I guess all the way back to 1974, they had one meeting a month. Of course, the mayor can call a special meeting at any time if something comes up or there's a lot of stuff to do. But I think most of us, as Mr. Poppin said, are retarded. Okay. And we're getting old. Some of us, there's some of y'all are getting old. And you don't
I'm
like
not looking.
Anyhow, I think once a month would be plenty, because we have the workshop before, and I'm asking y'all to do this, but of course it's up to the council to decide.
I'm going to make a motion for that we change the meetings that we are having now, every second and fourth Thursday of every month, to the last Thursday of each month. That way we just have one meeting monthly, go back to regular meeting time.
With call meetings if we need to.
With yes. Special call meetings on the mayor to call a special meeting at any time.
I'm going to second.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Motion's made and seconded to approve.
I'd like to discuss.
Okay, well, let me state the motion first. Motion to approve resolution 2021-0422. And I would like to say that this changed it to the last Thursday. That gives most of y'all that are interested in the financials the most, give you more time in the month, later in the month, for more stuff to be in, and the financials will be more accurate at the last Thursday instead of the first or second Thursday. Okay, I mean, we can do that.
We'd already changed this to the fourth Thursday anyway, so it's okay, I got some time.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is not fourth Thursday.
No, it's the last.
No, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, the one that we throw, it might be the fifth Thursday.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
The last Thursday of the month.
Yes. Okay, I'm against it, and here's why. Because we have a lot of things going on, we've got the budget coming up, we've got sewer fixing to be, coming at us hopefully here by the end of this month, or the first part of May, hopefully it goes out for bid. And so, and so far, since we've been having two meetings a month, have we ever had to cancel one due to lack of agenda?
No, there's been plenty.
No, we hadn't. And what I'm afraid of is because budget crunching, and we still have a lot of things on our plate, that if we go to one meeting a month, we might have 20 items on there. And I don't particularly care about being up here at midnight, but if I had them, I have to. With that said, I'd just soon leave it like we have it for now, because we can always change it, and I fully understand that we can call a special meeting at any time.
Anytime.
But it's a lot easier to cancel a meeting than it is call one.
It's hard to cancel them too.
No, it's not hard to cancel them.
It's not hard to call one.
Yeah, well, that's
what I think.
Well, I mean, with the citizens already used to the second and fourth Thursday of the month, then all of a sudden we throw in one or two special meetings, and I know they got to be 72 hours.
Yeah.
But I think one thing is, I think that was a great necessity, what we've been doing, especially for the council members and you, especially in what's been going on. We had to do this, and I think we've made great progress. But it gets pretty long, from 5 to 9 or whatever it is every time, especially with a workshop. So I've got mixed feelings about both ways, so.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's going to get shorter by the day.
Ms. Owens has something to say. Go ahead, Ms. Owens.
The reason
I wasn't quite finished.
Well, that's all right. He was already talking.
Okay.
He can come back.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
The reason I made the motion is because three times a month, and I understand that the citizens have been seeing if they go online or if they go to the front door that we have meetings twice a month. But this is basically the first time, besides the last meeting, that we had citizens here because of COVID, and so we were able to do the two times a month so we could get all this financing, because we have three gentlemen over there that are very good in financing, and they're very good at keeping up with the financials and bringing new stuff to the board and to the council. And now that they have got it down to a mark, you know, how they want it, then I think once a month is plenty of time as far as my opinion goes.
Yeah.
I would be against it. And the reason, two reasons, one's already been touched on. But I know how exhausted we all are when we get to the, you know, late in the agenda, and we're worn out, and then we've still got all these tough things that we've got to roll up our sleeves and tackle. And anyway, for me, that's some of the most difficult times that I experience, is just when I'm tired, you still got tough stuff to go through, and if we go to one meeting a month, then that agenda's going to be stacked. It's going to be stacked. And not just that, but I'd also say one of the things that we have added to our agenda regularly is we get a city administrator's report. And the way that I halfway feel like what's going on with the city is hearing Sonia's update. And she has items that she covers
there are follow-ups to, like, I mean, we had some tough stuff the last meeting. And, you know, when those things happen, we as council members need to have a mechanism for understanding the status of those things. I mean, I would like to think, you know, that we're not going to be a month apart from like some of the things that we handled last meeting and knowing what's gone on since then. It's things that I feel like we need to know. So for those reasons, I would be in favor of leaving it like it is.
Most of the stuff we deal with is tough stuff.
Ms. Owen?
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Fowler on that. But also, I'm looking at, okay, if going to once a month, then I think we should have like a special calls meeting, maybe to come in and decide what, how many items can be on the agenda. You know, have a certain amount of things that goes on there, especially the stuff that comes that the citizens need on there, and maybe some of the other stuff can be put to the following. Or we can have a special meeting just for, say, per se, finances. Just have a special meeting just for finances. That way, because that, when, I don't know about the citizens, but me personally, I've been experiencing that every time we have a council meeting, the reason it goes so long is because there is so much talk about financing. You know, and it's, you know, and it just seems like there's just a lot of financing, which I know we have to have the financing because we don't have the cities running if we don't know. You know, I agree with that. But I think we should to do it maybe just have that once a month, maybe then a regular agenda meeting.
Well, we got
well, we've got right now, we've got one meeting a month that we approve the finance. The other meeting we don't.
Yeah, but we usually always talk finances.
We're not just trying to stay. We don't talk about finances.
Did you have something you want
no.
to finish?
No.
All right.
Well, good.
Look, you know what? The finances we used to talk about a whole lot, you're right. But now, since, I would say since Mr. Tollers and Mr. Fowler came on, that, and them working on the finances, that's kind of their expertise.
Yes, sir.
That we've got it narrowed down and we've pretty well got it fixed. So we don't sit here and go over finances like we used to. We used to a lot. Now, just for the sake of saying that, well, we can have a special meeting and we can put certain things on that special meeting. All we did was change. We're still having two meetings a month. We changed it from call meeting to a special meeting. So we're still having two a month. So I say just leave it like it is. And I don't want to restrict anybody to say that, well, we can only have so many items. I mean, that would be nice, but is that right? I don't believe it's right.
Mm-hmm.
We might have a citizen out there that they might have two or three things, or we might have three, four, five citizens that want to be on the agenda, and that's great. I love to hear from them. I love to see them at the meetings because they're getting involved.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to restrict anybody, and I don't want to restrict myself by me saying that I put a lot of things on the agenda, but I think they're important.
I love that
remark. Yes, ma'am.
Question.
So for that, I'll still say leave it at three.
Question.
Yes.
What about, as I know sometimes, the workshop items, everything is put on it where it is there and it needs important. But some of the workshop items are not quite as important as some things we deal with in the regular meeting, even though that sometimes is carried forward. What about maybe eliminating one of the workshops of the two per month?
I don't have no problem with that. I mean, like for example, yeah, I don't have no problem with that. That would cut down an hour and a half, maybe.
But like Mr. Fenner with the emergency management thing, that was insane.
And it's
all important.
Yes, yes, but you got to keep in mind that the workshop like this one, it's not on the agenda. It was just on there to discuss.
I was talking about maybe doing away with one of the two workshops.
Yes, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
And I would add, though, not to be disagreeable, but the workshop is the only time that we really have an opportunity to have an exchange of ideas. That is away from a setting where we're getting ready to vote on something. And, I mean, I think the most valuable time we have is in the workshop.
I would agree with that, that's true.
But I'll tell you, folks, I don't know, check out on the vote, but it seems like without you, I'm trying to learn laws and things, other things, trying to get my hand on. I spent half my time working on city stuff, and that's okay, I took on responsibility, but I've got to work, I keep tending my home stuff, but like you said, with some of us getting older and retired, I'm sort of kind of wow. But that's no shit, I'm just being honest. That's all I know too.
Well, I think, I don't know what to say,
Isn't that too often, are they?
Other than we have, you know, with the sewer, we've had finances, well, finances are settled down now.
Well, the thing I think is.
Hopefully the sewer's gonna be.
The thing I think is have part of said in the workshop. I think we've come a long, long way. Like I said, I'm proud of it. I think we've got things in place now. Hopefully go forward, and like the agenda tonight, they're going for it, and it's not that long. We've got some good things to talk about in the workshop. So, that's about all I want.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Mr.
I second that motion just for this reason, to hear what everybody thought about changing it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to change it. I think we need the two meetings until we get this sewer system gone.
Okay.
I don't think we need necessarily the works, but like Mark said, that is the only time that we really need to get to discuss stuff.
Okay.
I think we'll just leave it like it is for a while.
That's about where I've come to the conclusion myself. Even though I would like a break for a while, but I think it's important, especially with the things we've been dealing with, as important as we have. And, I appreciate the discussion.
All right.
Maybe just have her hand up forever.
Oh.
That's perfect.
Okay.
And I would like to say from a citizen's viewpoint, I have seen the great things that the council's doing, but from a citizen's viewpoint, we may not have made it one Tuesday, and yet we've got topics that we want to maybe bring before the council, and the second Tuesday, the second meeting, or vice versa, we can bring it up. And so that two meetings a month has helped get more citizen participation.
Don't get mad at me if I get here and start the last of the meeting. That's supposed to be funny, by the way.
Mr. Bishop, you got something to say?
Yeah, I'd like to touch on a couple things. For some of the things, if they're important, I'm going to keep on talking about before the next meeting. I do that anyway. Like, if there's something that comes up, and I can tell you, hey, here's the other thing with that. I'll update you before the next meeting regardless. But one of my concerns is, and it's both ideas I have about, is can this take time and half, or comp time and half, for being every year. So if we do a meeting, I would like to be able to offer Pam, like, the next Friday, half day, or offer something like that, so that she's not killing herself. Because it is hard to come here on Thursday and stay here, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and then come back to her same Friday morning.
Wouldn't that be in your area where you have stone and do that or not?
Well, I mean, would we need Pam every meeting?
Does Pam have a problem like if Pam doesn't attend every meeting?
No, and if we don't need her every meeting, then I would even say to you, then why is she here?
Isn't it the secretary's responsibility to see that the minutes are taken and recorded properly?
There you go. It's required, like Mavis says, I think it's required for the city secretary to attend council meetings. Is that right?
So I think she should be.
All right, Mr. Talbert.
If she's finished, when she's finished.
So then that brings me to my next point. I have I've had to roll over vacation time last year and this year because we can't always find time for vacation. We can't always find time for vacation. And when we're having meetings every 2 weeks, we can't find the time that works in with the border billing and all these things to do it like when we can take vacation, like after vacation, things like that. So can we have some kind of for a family, can we have some kind of thing, understanding that, like, if I go on vacation and I miss a cancel meeting, I can send them my hotel room, wherever I'm at. But also, can Pam have the privilege where if she passes this week that she can go on vacation, that I can fill in for her?
Yes.
That's my only concern as far as the staff perspective. It's kind of like, I had to do some absolute review. And I can't roll over any more vacation. I've already rolled over max. I started just lowest hours just because I don't want.
We also had the same thing.
Right.
All these council members up here, we still sometimes like going on vacations too. So we have, and we like to plan family functions.
Right.
So we have to work around this schedule also.
It's kind of different on your employees.
Yeah, no, I'm sad.
We want to always talk to you Sunday night. We want y'all to have a life too. But you gotta work, I understand this. It's his responsibility. That's what I sit here and been thinking about. I took this job to represent the people the best I can. I promised them and I promised my Lord I'm gonna do that. It ain't been easy. But I wanna ask you something straight. Can I say what you told me in confidence about the meeting? Can I reveal that?
Yes, sir, that's fine. I'll say it.
Well, if you want to say it, you say it. But I want the council to understand some of this just didn't come out of the sky blue.
Right. So some of the concerns is it is very hard. These last couple of months it's been very hard. I went from COVID to pneumonia. I had some health issues already. Most of y'all are, well, I have several dealing with cancer. I have a brain tumor. Sometimes it's very overwhelming to get minutes ready, to get an agenda ready, to get everything ready for a meeting, and it takes from being able to work on the tour or work on a grant or work on something else because I'm doing that, the agenda, the minutes, all that is me. So sometimes it can be very overwhelming, and it may take me 4 minutes or 1 week just to get ready for the meeting. And then I can't rush through it because I'll make mistakes. So it's a lot of pressure having 2 meetings a month.
That's the reason I wanted to ask you. I wasn't going to break your confidence.
I mean, I didn't want to be a whining baby either.
Yeah, that's not a whining baby. That's telling the truth.
Yeah. But it can be very
important. So you said you wore out. That's what you said.
But I mean, there again.
But we make promises.
And I understand. But we still have a city for it.
That's right.
And so, with that said, if you need to be on and not attend the city council meeting, then I'm good with that.
Smith one, we made it pretty good.
Yes. I mean, we can get by, and that's fine.
Well, one of the things I want to start doing is start helping Pam, helping with the agendas and stuff like that. We're going to start working more together while we're working. So we're going to work it out. So that just, the only thing I want to ask him was just is one of us goes on vacation, yes, if y'all be entertaining.
Yes.
That's our first employee.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, we're kind of off the subject. There's a motion made and a second, but are you withdrawing your second to approve this? I believe that's what you said.
I will withdraw it. Yes.
You withdraw it?
Yeah.
Good.
So is there a second to her motion?
No.
No? So it dies.
On that same subject, I wanted to
say what did you say, Mr. Mayor?
I said her motion to approve resolution 2021-0422 dies from lack of a second.
Okay.
If that's what y'all want, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll keep coming every now. I may not like it, get tired of coming up here.
Well, I wanted to brought out about employees.
because that's what I was told, so that's sort of kind of in my thinking, so I wanted the council and the public to know that, employees thinking on that, plus, how much we appreciate them, want them to have a life.
Yes.
And enjoy, like I said before, the council and the staff has made great progress, so maybe it won't be quite as intense and things we have to do down the road.
And I'd like to add one last thing, speaking of this. If you listen, you got the air conditioner and all the lights coming in this building. Finally, the lights turned off at 5 o'clock. So you have a meeting, and we have been here until 9:10 on these meetings.
That's the alert, if you're...
I mean, that, you know, that's expense to the city. And that's one reason, I think, you know, if you could have one meeting, so to say the city. But if y'all want to have two meetings, that's fine, anyway. No problem.
Okay. What we got, we're good meeting about it, so...
Yeah, we beat it out.
Then we won't again.
No one, so that's...
And you got none to do.
Majority wins, okay. All right. Item number 7, city administrator. A, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on petty budget workshop dates for the month of June. Doing normal business on it. And you mentioned that a while ago. You want...
Well, that's because in last year's budget, Mr. Wiggins and I can only get a man like that with that person, but obviously, and then some of the staff. So I'd like to propose have workshops during the day where employees can spend about 15 times that far, getting paid time and a half, as well as be able to have all of the people in their input and what we've got to this fund. I think that the citizens voted who they want to be in control of their tax dollars, and I think it would be a great idea to have all of the council come to the workshop and work on the budget and decide where this money came from. And I would like to propose that we have kind of like a workshop to talk about and what the losses we have to go on. Also to look at the numbers, also to look at ideas on where we want to see capital expenses, and some projects that we may want to take on.
Excuse me.
I know that it's really early in June, it's really good, like, set some numbers, but it's kind of just a kind of a roadmap. And it can get us on the same page, so we can have a brainstorm together. So I included in your packet a June calendar, if y'all are interested in setting that week or day or whatever.
For the initial?
For the initial, yes, sir. And then I would like to say that I think we should have multiple workshops on budget. I don't think it's something we should do with our team. I think we should have an overall different workshop where we can really study the numbers and we can really go with what is it we've done.
I think it's very easy to spend one on the capital expenditures, and then you could spend one on payroll.
Yeah. And then you could have one for water update or a written.
You know, take 4 or 5 on what we do.
We also need a workshop where this is going to come up where the county paper finishes the plan for the tour. We are going to be sending everything to legal for them to review the limitations and the easements. Then, council, we have to come up with a budget for the sewer. We also have to come up with how much we're going to charge citizens for the sewer. So we can need workshops for that as well.
We won't know that till it goes out to be.
Right, we won't know that till it is, so we can start kind of put together a box as far as what expenses that's going to entail. Are we going to hire a agency
to run for us the first year and have that person train one of our guys and our guys to run the sewer?
Or are we
going to
hire an engineer to come in and run the sewer? There's
a decision
y'all are going to have to make.
You just have to have a sewer license to run. You have to have an engineer.
You can't get the license to run the sewer if you work in the sewer for a
year. What if some of them's already had it, is what I'm saying.
It happens if you can't get the license. If you can only go up to a certain license level. and that like level is not level that you can run sewer. You gotta have.
I'm talking about some, hire somebody that's already had it, run a sewer somewhere.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about our employees. We train our employees.
But yes.
That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's one decision we gotta make.
Those are the draw.
Yeah, I know, but she gets to, okay. Mavis, you got some?
Yes, keep in mind, I heard, about daytime workshops, so employees would not have to have comp time and stuff. That's all and well if the council's not involved, but if the council all meets, that is a public, and it needs to be made during hours when the public can attend that workshop, so the workshops are no different than council meetings. But your internal workshop in the city with supervisors and employees, that's one thing. But when the council is involved in the workshops of the budget, we the people have the right to attend those workshops. And, I mean, and we have to, y'all have to go open. So there really needs to be in a time period, and half of us don't go to work.
Okay. Ms. Bishop?
There isn't a state law that tells you what time you can and cannot have a meeting. You can have this meeting for today, and they can be televised. Hopefully, we'll be on the building soon, we'll be doing live streaming. We will still have recordings of them on the website. We will still meet all the state law requirements by having this meeting today.
Okay. Mr. Wiggins?
Great, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. However, you have to keep in mind that, if we can have, first off, I mean, like Sonny says, we're not bound to have a workshop, after five. There's a lot of people that go to work in Afton, too. And so we just have to do it, I believe having it there in the day, and a workshop is just that, as you know, of getting back into the city. It's just a matter of discussions, but yet, if we can do it during the day time, when we have our employees that are already here, we can call them in and let some of those employees participate in that workshop. I think it would be beneficial to the city.
I agree.
I think that keep in mind it has to be left public. And that's a good.
I don't think it will be public. I mean, it will be during the daylight hour.
It would be posted.
Employees will be able to.
It will be posted just like normal.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Not private. No private.
Okay. So y'all want to set a date now, tonight, in for the month of June?
Next meeting.
Hmm?
I say, do we have to do it tonight, or can we do it the next meeting?
I say, do y'all want to do it tonight or not do it?
We kind of need to, I think, by our look, because Mr. Griffin and I. I can't let him have one of our golf days. Of course, I work 7 days a week, so I can play golf.
So we're going to say we can get it out.
So y'all are busy in June?
Just said it. Let me know what day it is. I'll be here.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Just got to make things a little light here. Everybody's too serious.
We're split up.
Split it up.
I'm just trying to look at the calendar, and I'm thinking, well, we've got the 3rd and the 24th, which is this. The second and the fourth. So it would be, we could have the first week or the second week, Leah, like you said, Mark. If we had it the second week.
We have a council meeting there, too.
Yeah, we have a council meeting there, too.
On the 10th and the 24th.
And if council members wanted to go on vacation or somebody else, well, then we're still going to be stuck for the second and fourth week. So. How about the, is a Monday bad for you? You're the only one up here at work.
Well, I work at a paid job. Mondays are fine. Mondays are fine.
Okay.
Mondays and Fridays are not fine.
Friday's not.
That's not. That's out.
That Friday's gone.
Just kidding. had it after the, had it like 20 years here.
The closer you are to the middle of the month, better numbers you're going to have as you may. Not that we're going to see any numbers.
No, that ain't going to make no big difference.
So I would say just pick a day.
Pam, what day of the week, is there any one day of the week that's better than any other? Because we're getting close to the 15th, would that be like?
This no-go.
No-go.
The 15th is not a good day.
No, okay.
We're put out the next day, anything going on, and I come over here, Pam, and I do, if people ever, something, payments, things like that. So those days are pretty busy in here, and also that making hard to y'all be busy with, like Laura and Esther and stuff, so I would like to avoid those two days as well.
And in the first part of the month, you got Esther working on financials in there, and billing, and getting invoices and stuff, so.
But she can take a break, keep your.
Yeah. Pick a day.
I've got Monday the 21st or Tuesday the 22nd.
Wednesday, hump day.
What day is Monday?
Okay, that'd be June the 22nd, that's on a Tuesday.
22nd? Did I say to everybody?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Okay, do I make a motion? I guess we got to vote on that.
Oh, wait, we got another.
Oh, we got a vote.
She got something.
What hours do y'all want to have it?
Yeah, we're letting you tell us.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you tell us what hours you'd like.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Okay, well, what do y'all? What do y'all think about?
How long is it going to be?
I'll say, what do y'all think about, like 9 to noon?
No. 4 hours? Okay. That's going to get up here rolling that early. 10 o'clock.
Actually,
10 o'clock to 12, so I'll add up.
Yeah, from 10 to 12. From 10 to 10:30.
Yeah, it's to the golf course at 6, so. But it don't matter.
But in the afternoon?
It don't matter.
Say 1 o'clock?
Yeah, no. I'll tell me when to be here. I'll be here.
Okay. Mr. Calvert, what time of the day would you like to have?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock evening, it's time to start slowing down.
So if you want to do workshops for 10 to 2 hours,
yep.
You're going to have to do more than one day.
Of course.
First and June won't matter. But like when we go along further into June, mm-hmm. We're closer to where we got to get the budget.
We can change every meeting.
We're going to have to add work time to it. We're going to work time with that.
Do we have to put a time on it?
No.
All we need to do is put a starting time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Let's just put a starting time and don't put any.
Yeah.
It might be 10:30 and it might be
1 o'clock.
And it might be
you just get home, not one.
You going to bring a sandwich?
I'm just going to take my lunch like I'm going to work after lunch. Hey,
you bring your sandwich.
I'm just going to eat a lot of
dinner. Yeah. Okay, so 10 o'clock, okay, so I'll make a motion that we have a special call meeting, a workshop.
Workshop, budget.
Meeting for budget purposes on Tuesday, June the 22nd, starting at 10 a.m.
Second. All right, motion made and seconded to have a budget workshop on June the 22nd at 10 a.m. All in favor? Unanimous. Okay, item B on there, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on purchasing an iMac system required to work with the new live streaming software and sound system. Expected cost, have you already got a cost on that? $2,843.52. That's so that we can live stream the meetings, right?
Yes, sir.
And other stuff.
What happened is the lovely KHC y'all in business, or you got to do the sound system,
they informed me that we have to have a Mac computer to run the live streaming for the website. And what that is when you have certain features in the iMac that will let you stream the meeting live so that you're not lagging, and so that there's all kinds of needs. Probably a bunch of technical stuff, to be quite honest, I don't understand. I'm not a tech savvy person as far as that kind of thing goes. But he said that we have to have this computer to be able to live stream to our website. And to be able to utilize all of the functions of the software or things that they're installing there.
So this is just more or less for a computer?
Yes.
That's all.
The only thing that this will do is block every computer for a Mac system, live streaming to the website, those type of things. That's the only thing this computer would be used for.
That's because we don't have a Mac.
We do not have a Mac.
That's Apple's basically.
And what she's saying is very true, because we just had to spend $2,400 on an Apple for running all of our service sound system matting idea.
I'm with the motion that
we didn't know that when we bought it.
That we purchased the iMac system, required to work with the new live streaming software and sound system for $2,843.52 for the expected cost.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve purchasing an iMac system computer in the amount of, or expected amount of $2,843.52. Is there any discussion or all in favor? Unanimous. 5. Item C, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on purchasing asphalt millings for the drive-through and public parking over the new city hall.
No.
So I think there's a chance it could be asphalt or even concrete, whichever's cheapest and the best, long-lasting.
Well, I had a couple conversations with a couple council members about the possibility of doing the asphalt milling, is that what you're called?
No. Road base.
Road base.
Yeah. Oh, it's called
some kind.
Road base.
Right.
And the conversation that Ms. Whittington had is that once it gets wet, it stays.
Yeah. As most people know, or a lot of people know, that when you get that road base, you get it out of Oval, be around Oval, yeah. Texas, over at Connors, and they will deliver in either a belly dump or a regular dump truck, and then you can spread it out, and then best thing to do is don't drive on it, and then let it rain on it or water it, and that stuff will set up like concrete.
My driveway is 20 years old and ain't moved 1 inch.
Right. So I mean, I think that would be, and we could even,
cheaper.
We could even hire somebody. I mean, our guys probably could do it with the front end loader and stuff, but, you know, you have to understand that sometimes they get a leak and they got to run.
Yeah.
They got to go fix that leak. That's their main time.
Yeah.
So maybe we could get somebody around here that might do something like that and get them to come in and basically cut that road down right next to the building, because you know it's at a slant.
Yes.
So they need to cut it down, and then they can spread that road base out for us.
I have a man locally does those kind of things, and I think you'd be interested in talking to him about it.
Yeah. Lives on 4th Street.
Yes, Mr. Foster.
And then if down the road we wanted to pave that part, I mean, that's kind of like a horseshoe, you turn it, yeah. Go right there and come around and come back on the Eagle Drive,
yeah.
Then we could address that later about,
yeah.
But as we know, we have to pave a certain part of where for the handicap,
yeah.
To give it. But this would save us some money and be good,
yeah.
Good enough for now.
Can we do anything about that tonight, about that kind of thing, or it's just, since that's not on there, it's just under milling?
Well, it says it's asphalt milling. We could just say just use the road base.
Well, maybe we need to put it on the agenda for next time.
Based on it being here,
yeah.
Could we request that Sonia get solicit some contractors, local contractors who would supply
do the work.
And do the work, yeah. Who would supply them to be able to do the work? Just get maybe. We just have to help you. I mean, I know one man. You know, maybe some of the other council members. You know, but anyway, I think we can find people. Oh, yeah, sorry.
But I'm gonna just, I was just saying.
But I want to make sure we can do it tonight, because that's what I wanted to do.
Just go that direction, and then, you know, try to find some different, two or three different,
Maybe like put out bids?
Yeah, maybe.
Solicit quotations.
And find some people that would do it, be willing to do it.
Go ahead, son. I'm sorry.
My shoulder is bothering me. I'm not trying.
Oh, you're all right, man? I'm sorry. Okay, I make a motion that we direct Sonia to solicit some contractors for the drive-through road work.
Using road base.
For the yes, for the things, you know.
You won't be disappointed in the road base, I think.
I'll second it.
All right, motion made and seconded to direct Sonia Bishop to solicit, I don't know about bids or...
Solicitation quotes.
Yeah, quotes to do the parking lot over to New City Hall with road base.
Not the drive-through.
Yes. That's going to have to be elevated.
It's going to be cut, yeah, on the wall and pulled out here to fill up and leveled out and make the horseshoe.
Yeah, it's going to have to be elevated. The whole horseshoe.
It has to be cut from the wall, pulled out, and leveled and built up, and you put the road base. You're going to cut the horseshoe all the way out.
You're going to have to do both. Yeah. You're going to have to cut it down also and build it.
And then build it back up.
Yes.
Okay. Now you got.
On the horseshoe thing, kind of like to ask if we can go ahead and use this area too. And the reason I'm saying that is.
What area is that?
I can see that part. Okay.
The parking.
The in between the horseshoe, right?
Yeah.
Where you park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have no problem with that.
The reason is it's so low there, and it's so like there, and it's getting this thing raining.
I thought it was the last.
We just need to get over there.
We need to get out there and just mark it all off.
Yeah.
For what we want.
I think there's going to have to be a retaining wall here or something. It's pretty much.
It's going to get cut down.
You can't cut it down, you can't reach the window.
But you will never get it back up.
Well, you already hang it. You can cut it down, but then you bring it back up.
Well, are you going to have a retaining wall to hold that up?
No.
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 Okay. Yeah, I guess there the folks that you get to bring it forward.
Yeah, showing them how to help us with
the years.
Yeah.
Years.
So I guess you could
fill in the horseshoe.
Your motion to include this.
Fill in the horseshoe.
Parking lot and drive-through.
There you are. Of the horseshoe, yeah.
Fill the horseshoe.
Yes.
So the motion is to direct Sonia to solicit prices or quotes to do the drive-through, a road for the drive-through, and the parking area.
In between the horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
With road base.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All in favor? Unanimous. Okay. Last item, number 8, City Administrator Report. I need City Administrator to inform Council of drive-through vendors' complaint.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Good night.
And B, City Administrator awarded a 2021 TCMA Annual Conference Scholarship. And C, the Water Department has an opening. I don't think it has an opening anymore. I think it's filled. Okay, Sonia?
All right, well, first and foremost, I'm excited to say that the drive-through window is complete. However, because the rail on the community building had that rail that's 3 foot high all the way around, they cannot cut that rail. So the drive-through had to be put higher than it was anticipated. So we're going to have to build up the driveway.
Yes.
To get up to the window.
Yes.
But it looks pretty good. They matched it up real well to the building. And I had the water guys come in and they built a nice little work area. So we now have some counter space there. We've been playing with sound system and you can hear it so much better. It's so much clearer. It has two portions, you have a microphone, or you have a phone that we can pick up. We can't hear you on a microphone. We can pick up the phone and we can ask your customers, we're saying, can't hear you. Also, from what we talk on the inside and listen outside, and we can hear pretty well through the highway. It has a cool little feature, it has this little ringer thing that's inside. So when a car comes up, it's like a phone ringing, and you can hear it through the entire building. So it's a very nice system. So I want to say thank y'all for doing that for the citizens and for doing that for employees, because
it's
a much better drive-through than what we have in
this
building.
It was a mistake.
Miss Owens, something to say.
I just wanted to ask, because I was hearing here and hearing here, the mayor had asked, do we need a wall to hold that dirt because we're going to be leveling it. We've got to either build it up or level it down, and now you're saying we have to raise the level up to get to the drive-through, so that's going to make it taller than what it already is. So how are we going to?
You just need to go look. That's all
I said. I was going today.
Because what she's talking about, the railing, it's where the rock was, it's steel.
Right.
So they had to raise the window.
Now she's talking about
I know, you get to that, but she's talking about the reason you have to raise the road. It slopes like this from the building.
Yes, sir.
So it's something cut here, put over here, and the road base put in, and then that'll all be built back up to where the car will be just right for the window.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's it. I hear both sides.
Can I say
some of those cars, if there's not something there, they're not able to turn too soon, and they're going to...
Mm. Well, that's what we're going to put.
There's not... Never mind.
Okay, Mr. Griffin has something.
Okay. I just don't want anybody to...
Sonia, you just need to make sure that those people that bid on that come out and look at it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to. I have a
few
people that's looked at it.
They can't bid on it,
isn't it? No.
They cannot know...
Some people are trying to bid without looking.
But people that... I would like to get local people. So if anyone knows local people that I need to send the letter to or call or something, feel free to let me know. Because I don't know a lot of the local businesses to work around here. So, but yeah, it's an interesting project. I don't know nothing about this.
You already got the hard part done. This is the easy part.
I don't know. I thought it was the hard part.
But you don't know. So
I can plant a tree, but I can't feel the driveway. But anyway, so the drive-through is really nice. I think it's definitely a much better drive-through than what we currently have, and I think the citizens are going to really enjoy it.
Yes.
So I'm going to just keep going.
Yes. Go ahead and finish, right, and then get out of here.
Then the next thing I would like to say is I applied for a scholarship through the CCMA annual conference. And what it is for city managers and city administrators all through the state of Texas go and we talk about how we, quality of different kinds of trainings, we just kind of be on each other. And then also there's classes. This one in particular is how many of the customers, it's a list of different classes that you go to. The classes are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 10th through the 14th. I was one of 8 people to receive a grant from Texas to go to those classes free of charge. They pay for my hotel, food, and travel.
Amen.
So the city will pay for it, and then the city will be reimbursed all of the money. So I'm pretty excited about that. So I will be gone the month of June 10th through the 14th, but I will be at that conference starting lots of ways to help.
Where is it?
Round Rock? It's only in Round Rock. But I had to write a paper about ways that, by attending the conference, ways I can help the city and how it's going to benefit my citizens. And like I said, I was one of 8 to win that scholarship.
Good. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good, Tony.
And then the next thing is, I had originally put on here that we had an opening in the water department. We had a temporary, young lady came in, and she wasn't a good fit. She was very nervous about the customer, and she just wasn't a good fit. So, we discontinued our temporary agency contract with her. However, I did find someone to interview yesterday, but I think that it is that she's actually from Bristol Eddie. Her family has been here for a very long time, I think she said 1994. Her name is Natalie Moore. She is, her husband owns Moore Automotive. She knows you very well. I think she's going to be a good fit. And the fact that she is the city of Bristol Eddie resident, I think that was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I did offer her today temporary through temporary agency. If she works out, she works 80 days or 90 days of temporary agency, then she'll be on a 90-day probation in the city. And if all that is up, then she'll become a full-time employee to be replaced. I'm excited to welcome her on our team, and I think she really will be a good asset to us.
Well, thank you for trying to reach out to the community.
Yes.
Anytime they apply, I'm going to look at them first.
You did what you needed. You posted on the website where they had an opportunity to get on there, and you tell them where to apply. So thank you for that.
That's all I have. The only other thing I wanted to say is the city hall. The sound system's going to be in May 10th through the 12th. I will be leaving on the May 7th, and I will be gone until May 14th. And I know I'm going to attend the meeting. That's kind of what I was talking about earlier. But I will be attending the meeting via conference. I will be in South Dakota. I'm going to be seeing my family that I have not seen since my mom passed away. So
good.
It's a pretty important thing to me. So I will be gone that time of next, 2 weeks from now.
Good.
But I will attend the meeting from the hotel.
I don't think you need to attend it from the hotel room. I think you'll just take your time off.
Yes.
Enjoy.
We'll be fine for one meeting. But I don't want you to have to go back.
I know.
Any day to the hotel room and listen to a meeting.
Okay.
We just limit the meeting.
I know you don't mind, but I think that's right.
I agree with you.
I'm going to make a motion that this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Do you second it? Motion made and seconded, this meeting be adjourned. All in favor?
I'm just going to have to interrupt now. I'm going to say something.
7:55 and this meeting is now adjourned.
We won't have to worry about it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You ever think of them well? If y'all want to see me, that's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't have time to have that thing.
I don't know either. I ain't no church.
Nah,
I think it was you that seconded it.
Ma'am? I don't think so.
Who seconded
it? I will. I have to.
Okay.
I will.
I'm not going to be able to do that.